You are listening to a recorded presentation by Pam Marshalla of Marshalla Speech and Language. The following is a clinical perspective and is intended for therapy application by a professional speech-language pathologist. To view related information for parents and therapists, please visit us online at www.pammarshalla.com.
Hi, this is Pam Marshalla. We are going to talk about vowel tracks for improving intelligibility, the power of training the vowels to improve intelligibility in severe apraxia and dysarthria. Slide 2, the problem. Children with severe expressive speech disorder are very hard to understand. This is something we all know. And we're talking about children with severe apraxia or dysarthria. We tend, as a profession, to focus on the consonants and the phonological patterns involving the consonants. However, vowels are the most important component of intelligibility. On slide 3, we see information about the importance of the vowels. First of all, vowels create the syllables of words. And in fact, syllables are the basic unit of speech, not phonemes. For example, when I say, "Can I go with you?" I speak in syllables, not in individual consonants. We say, "Can I go with you? Can I go with you?" I hope you can hear those individual syllables. We do not speak in individual phonemes. For example, we do not say, "K, an, I, g, o, w, I, th, e, u." We just simply don't speak in individual phonemes. We speak in individual syllables. Syllables are defined by their vowel. Each syllable must have a vowel. Vowels carry the prosody, meaning the tone, the intonation, the pitch, the rhythm, and the resonance. Vowels also carry the message of consonants. We speak consonants through the vowels, and we'll see how that's true in just a minute. Let's take a look at this idea that vowels carry the intelligibility of an utterance on slide 4. This is an activity I call the animal in the window. Imagine an 18-month-old, typically developing child in his living room with his mom, and they're looking out the front picture window at whatever's going on in the front of the house. And into the yard wanders an animal, and the child points to it. Now remember, he's only 18 months of age. He points to the animal, and he says something. And the words that are in the box to the right are the four things he could say. Let's imagine on the first day this occurs, he says, "Aw-ee." Now, what do you suppose that animal is? "Aw-ee." Even without seeing the animal, you probably would guess, "Doggy," and you would be correct. Now, in this instance, he is fairly intelligible in this utterance because his vowels are correct. He's saying "aw" and "e." "Aw-ee," "doggy." And his mother probably will say, "Right, sweetie, that's a doggy. Good job. That's right. What's that doggy doing here? Doggy, doggy." And she might try to get him to say the word again. Now imagine the second day of the week, and into the yard wanders an animal. And the mother and the child are again looking out the window. And this time the child points to the animal and says, "Ooh-ah." Now what do you suppose that animal is? "Ooh-ah." If you think about it, you probably can't come up with anything because the child is actually saying "doggy." But in this case, he's using incorrect vowels. "Ooh-ah." And his mother's probably going to say, "Ooh-ah. No, no, sweetie, that's a doggy." She's probably going to correct him because his vowels are so far off. Now, if he says "ooh-ah" again, she might try to correct him again. If he says "ooh-ah" a third time, she might think it's so adorable that she runs to the phone, calls her mother, and says, "Guess what he's saying? He's saying doggy, but it's so cute. He's saying ooh-ah." And that might become the family word for doggy, and for generations, the family might call it doggies ooh-ahs. These things happen all the time. But if this were a client, say 11 or 12 years of age, and he said ooh-ah, no one would be able to understand that he was saying doggy. Now let's imagine there's a third day, and this time another animal, a different animal, wanders into the yard. The child points to it and says, "Georgie." Now, if you guessed that that's a doggy, you would be correct. It is a doggy again. This time his vowels are correct, but his consonants are incorrect. But notice that if a child says his word with correct vowels, joggy, it's fairly easy to understand. The vowels are what carry the intelligibility. Now let's try one more. The fourth day, a completely different animal walks into the yard, and the child says, "Digo." What is the animal? Well, by now you probably know that the animal is a doggy. This time the D is correct and the G is correct. In other words, the consonants are correct, but the vowels are completely wrong. If the child pointed to the animal and said, "Digo," his mother would probably correct him. "No, sweetie, that's a doggy." And she would say it correct. And keep in mind here, we're speaking about the perfect mother here. She's listening to her child. She's responding to him. She's attentive. She's a good language model and so forth. So looking again at these four words, two of them have correct vowels. Those are the intelligible utterances. Two of them have incorrect vowels. Those are the unintelligible utterances. And that is true whether or not the consonants are correct or not.